The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We begin in our bulletin. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, in the power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. Please rise. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, O Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord,
to prosper the teaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord,
to draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayer, to give abundant blessings to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on our frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. We will, if you want to receive ashes, we'll review it the same way that we would take communion. So will the people who serve will come up first, and then they'll let people come up one row at a time. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return.
You are dust, into dust you shall return. You are dust, into dust you shall return. You are dust, into dust you shall return. You are dust, into dust you shall return. You are dust, into dust you shall return. Amen.
Thank you.
please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God, my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
Please be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it's proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way, he also took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and mercy of sins and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup confidently, believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification, giving him our most heartfelt thanks, and take up our cross and follow him. And according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with the wine of many grapes and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and that I pray you in your bowels of mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In this then, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Have mercy upon me, O God.
According to your loving kindness.
According to the multitude of your tender mercies.
Blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgressions.
And my sin is always before me.
Against you, you only have I sinned.
And another is usually in your sight.
That you may be found just when you speak,
and blameless when you judge.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity,
and in sin my mother conceived me.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts,
and in the hidden part you will make me clean of your wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear joy and gladness.
Let the bones you have broken may rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create to me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Do not cast me away from your presence.
And do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me by your generous spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways,
and sinners shall be converted to you.
Lord,
have mercy upon us.
Christ,
have mercy upon us.
Lord,
have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts that, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from the second chapter of Joel, beginning with verse 12. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber, and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O God, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O come,
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
The epistle reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Christians in Corinth, the 5th and 6th chapters. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by the honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. Return to the Lord your God.
For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly I say to you, they have the reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for ourselves kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with verses 1, 5, 6, and 7. Now the term mystery will be used multiple times throughout these midweek services. And in tonight's sermon, the mystery is that God became man. 2 months ago, when you celebrated Christmas, the birth of your Savior Jesus Christ, you sang the hymn, "From heaven above to earth I come." Verses 2 and 3, "To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen virgin mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. This is the Christ, our God and Lord, who in all need shall aid afford. He will himself your Savior be, from all your sins to set you free." Who Jesus is leads you to reflect on what he has done for you, your saints in Christ. This Ash Wednesday, we start our Lenten sermon series that's based on the ancient hymn O love, how deep. This hymn is written in the 15th century, and it contemplates the love of God in becoming man, taking on your life, dying your death, and rising again, all just for you. Or for you to understand and to appreciate this love, you must first examine yourself and your lives to see how you have failed in thought, word, and deed. While you may try to get some credit for your so-called good works, you all still die with nothing to show for them. But God's love is not like your love. Though your love is self-centered and fickle, God's love is steady, it is deep, and beyond all understanding. This love of God will have no end. So as you begin this journey of faith, you do so through the lens of the love of God, which is yours through Jesus Christ, your Lord. You'll be looking at this hymn, O Love How Deep, to be an aid to help you reflect upon the love of God and what it really is and how it is that you can grab hold of such a big and amazing thing. Now, part of the challenge with such self-examination is that you do so always looking at and considering your own sin and unworthiness. Every time you set yourself up in comparison with Jesus, you will lose. In the gospel for tonight, Jesus exhorts the disciples and gathered crowds not to practice their righteousness in front of others. He says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, he says. In addition, don't let your prayers become an excuse to show off how good of a Christian you really are. It's hard, though, isn't it? I mean, you want to get all the credit for all the work that you do. How can you get credit if no one knows about it? So when I do something that I think of as a good work, what I want is, I want some acknowledgement. Okay, maybe not a parade down Main Street, but at least some recognition that I've done a good thing. Nevertheless, this Ash Wednesday, you remember your good works, the parade of righteousness. Think back to those words. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It is as if I, as your pastor, am saying, yeah, but you're still going to die. So what good are your good works really? But then the hymn goes on to say that Jesus took on our mortal form for mortals' sake. That means that Jesus knows your mortality. He knows you are going to die because of your sin. And in fact, you all will. The love of God is not a math equation. It isn't just something you can act like you understand. Like, I love the warmth of the sun shining on my face. I love hearing the raindrops, seeing sunrises and sunsets. And so I understand the love of God. Not quite. No, the love of God is so much higher, so much broader, so much deeper than you can ever imagine. It is, as the hymn says, beyond all thought and fantasy. The love of God is a very thing behind the word mystery. A mystery is not the same as a puzzle. You see, with a puzzle, you can figure it out, and then you are done. But with a mystery, the more you come to understand, the more you are aware that you know nothing. The mystery of the love of God penetrates to the very heart of the Christian faith. It is what makes Christianity different from every other religion or faith in the world. It is what shapes you as a people. It is what inspires you. And it is what moves you forward. But love is not something to be understood. Not really. No, love is a gift that is ever growing. Love is a gift that is ever changing. Why? Because the love of God is always moving toward you, a sinner. You run around, you parade your good works, and you try to convince both the world and your own hearts that you are worthy of God's love. But you're just moving in circles. No number of prayers, no amount of fasting, or outward acts of piety will ever bring you closer to God. No, you need a go-between. You need a bridge. You need an intermediary who will bear your grief and who will carry your sin. In a word, you need Jesus. So comes this day and this season and the call for you to repent of your sins. Don't let the dust and ash of your forehead be a sign of your piety and self-righteousness. No, let it be a sign of the death that you inherit apart from Jesus. It is a sign of what you really deserve. And like that ash that does not wipe off very easily, the more you try to rub out your sins on your own, the dirtier and the messier they become. But God, who is rich in mercy, sent his Son Jesus to the cross to die for your sins and to rise again, so that you may have life everlasting. This is a mystery beyond all comprehension. This is a treasure beyond any price. This is a gift that can only come by grace. Dear saints in Christ, come this day to the table. Here you will not eat the dust of the earth, but the very body and blood. Here you are drawn into the very life of God for you. It is indeed a mystery. But it is a mystery that is beyond all thought and fantasy. God takes on your mortal form so that you may live. And in exchange, he gives you his life. He gives you his works. And he gives you his very self. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us rise for prayers in the church. Because our Lord Jesus invites us to pray to his Father who is unseen, let us come to his throne of grace pleading, have mercy on you, O God, according to your steadfast love. The sacrifices of a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Grant that we might live lives that are honorable and pure before you, and that our fasting might be a blessed chastening, delivering us from all gluttony, greed, and hypocrisy, which may turn penitent fasting into a sinful excuse for boasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, care for those who implore us on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to you. Provide for the earthly needs of our pastors. Sustain them in faith. Grant them strength and diligence in their work. And show your loving kindness to their families. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, look graciously upon the families of our congregations. Defend your holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide. Strengthen parents for their duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, and preserve all faithful to the end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, remember in mercy all who bear office in our land. Give them wisdom, protect them from danger, and help them serve our people according to your gracious will. Help us to become a people that guards the rights of the weakest and most vulnerable, especially the unborn. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort your people, dear Lord, in their many and various afflictions. Relieve the sick, the suffering, the addicted, the troubled, and the dying, especially Pat, Carol, Richard, Robin, Steve, Kathy, Jerry, Ruth, Roger, Helen, Deanna, Carlene, Brianna, Leisha, Tammy, Robin, Deb, Mary, Wally, Shirley, Billy, and the Leslie family. Give to them healing, peace, and recovery as you so will. Keep us mindful that by Christ's wounds we are healed, both in this life and ultimately in the resurrection on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Father, by the gift of your Son's body and blood, we are given a taste of your abundant pardon. Grant that all who receive the Lord's Supper this day might return to you and forsake sinful ways and thoughts, that they might have joy in your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us patience in tribulation, O Lord, and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Comfort the weeping with your loving kindness. Console the grieving with the hope of the resurrection, and help us to live in harmony with one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray all these things in the name of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us greet each other with the peace of the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. When on the tree of the cross didst give salvation unto mankind, that when death arose, then life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise be overcome. Through Christ our Lord, through whom the angels and archangels with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy,
holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ,
the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace.
Take, eat, this is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat, this is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat, this is the true body of Christ. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Soul and life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
course, he took up the meal, so the minute given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for remission of sins. This is as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Take, eat, this is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. This is the true body of Christ.
Body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lord, lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee his peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.